بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In our 10 minutes we're going to go through the one surah that we recite the most in our life. The meaning of the surah is very, very deep. We're not going to explain that. We're going to try just to get about half or three quarter of the surah in meaning. As I'm going to go through the surah, obviously you know which surah it is now. Which one? Surah Al-Fatiha. You will see why I left it for the ending. It's nearly every word we're going to see here, you already know it. So this is such a surah that without teaching you the meaning, naturally your mind will be able to pick up from what we have already done, the words, and then the few that you don't know, I will say it one time, and there's a hope that you will never forget it after. First we will start with Bismillah. Bismillah means? So without looking down and seeing what translation he got, we're going to try in our mind and pick up. So Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Rahman and Rahim is the same thing. It comes from Rahamim, Rahima. When you get two words coming next to each other, then the normal law is if they were alone, they will mean the same thing. So Rahman alone will mean most merciful. Rahim will mean most merciful. When you put the two together, most merciful, we have to like change. Then the scholars come in. The scholars will say, Rahman will be the one whose mercy shows itself in the world. So it goes to the Muslim and the non-Muslim. And Rahim is the one whose mercy will show in the year after. It goes only to the Muslim, not to the non-Muslim. And in different manners. So here we're just going to say, merciful, merciful. But when they put them together, it doesn't sound nice. So they'll say, the most gracious, the most merciful. But both come from the word Rahimah. So in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we will just say, the most merciful. Instead of saying most gracious, most merciful, we will just say the most merciful. Someone will say, what about Rahim? She also say, what about Rahman? Say, Hamd. Hamd means praise. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika. That make the tasbih of Allah by praising Him. Make the tasbih of Allah means say, glorified you are. And then say, why? Because you did this, because you did that, because you did that. That's fasabbih. Bihamdi Rabbik. Glorified you are, that's what you all did in Imani Mudhakara. Subhanallah, Allah created this. Subhanallah was fasabbih. Bihamdi Rabbika, using the praise of Allah. Subhanallah, He put the taste in this. Subhanallah, He gave us this. So that sentence He gave us is hamd. That I'm praising Him now. I don't praise people. I don't praise creation. I praise the Creator. He did, He did, He did. Or how He taught you in Imani Mudhakara? My Allah, my Allah. So that Subhanallah was fasabbih. Bihamdi Rabbika was the next sentence. My Allah did this, my Allah did this, my Allah did that. Then came one more. Wastaghfir. When you will say Subhanallah, Subhanallah means glorified you are, pure you are, unique you are. You did this. The next natural thing will be a man who thanks Allah, praises Allah, starts feeling shy. He feels shy that you did so much for me and I'm still not doing what I'm supposed to do. So naturally he'll start making istighfar. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah 100 times a day, he would also say, and I seek forgiveness from Allah 100 times also. When you will start glorifying Allah and praising Allah, you will definitely feel shy. In the surah, it starts with hamd, all praise, that all is from that al. All praise, lillahi, don't look inside, translate lillahi, for Allah. Rabb, my Lord, not my Lord, that will be Rabbi, just Rabb. But we're going to use the word Rabb. The word, first new word you're learning is alameen, from the word alam. Alim is a man who got ilm. Alam is the universe. Alamun, alameen means universes. So people ask, how many universes are there? So the answer will be, in the knowledge of Allah, there's lot of everything. There is this alam, there is the alam of the year after, there is the alam of man, there is the universe of animals, the universe of insects, universe of germs. And then they would say there's in space something, there's in planets. The alams are many, but from all the alams, the most important alam, the Western world tries to say we are one small planet surrounded by huge planets. And we are so insignificant, that's a lie. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of Allah's creation. So he was not going to come to something insignificant. We are the most important. The most. It is a Western lie to try to say to you, no one's worried about you. Live your life and die. You just want small from the, no one's noticing you. A hadith have shown that the angels in the highest heavens are also looking at us. So we are the focus of everything. We are the main thing. Everything else was put to continue their movement praising Allah. But man was created in the most unique mold. There's nothing like us. And man was created to be the people entering Jannah. Our creation with Adam alayhi salam, even the jinn don't enjoy that level that we enjoy. It's something to understand when you are told you are important. Then you start standing up for the role. I'm not just a small person. He said, you have been selected for a great responsibility. What they said, we are one insignificant, small thing. No one notices. It naturally makes a man feel that if I'm not noticed, let me enjoy life. It's nothing like that. So all praise is for Allah, Rabb of the universe. Yeah, you got Rabb of the Alameen, we'll say Rabb of the worlds. Translate it after me, Alhamdu Lillah Rabb al-Alameen. Right, Rabb of the worlds. Say Rabb of the worlds. You will see Rabbi is because of that Li. Li is Harfajar Lillahi. And that Li also gives Rabbi and it gives Ar-Rahmani, Ar-Rahimi, Maliki. All of that is pulling from that Li Harfajar. So all praise is for Allah. All praise is for Rabbil Alameen. All praise is for Rahman. All praise is for Rahim. Rahman and Rahim passed already. Malik. Malik means king. Malik normally means owner. All of it comes from milk. Milk means ownership. A king has ownership, an owner has ownership. So Malik, they'll normally say the owner. Here he writes a nice one, the only owner. Yawm, yawm means day. Ad-deen is ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. Deen means the day of resurrection, the day of payback. Dana yadinu. Kama tadin, what you do to dan will be done to you. As you do, someone will do the same to you. Deen, one meaning of deen is religion, but deen many times in Quran means the day of payback, recompense. Yom is day off. When you get off, it's called idafa. So the deen will get a kasra because of off. So owner off, that's why yom gets kasra. Owner off, the day off. So you can see two offs are coming. So yom gets kasra, deen gets kasra. Let's try this one again. Alhamdu lillahi rabb alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Pass already, most merciful. Yeah, you got most beneficent, most merciful. There on top you got most gracious, most merciful. I told you it means most merciful. Malik yawmiddin of ad-deen, recompense. Yom is day, ad-deen of recompense. We did iyaka already. Remember we said iyahu, iyahuma, iyahum, iyaha, iyahuma, iyahunna. Iya means him. It's a maf'ul. So the sentence is na'budu, we worship you. Because ka. Nasta'in, we seek help from iyaka you. It could have been said, na'buduka. Then there was no need for iya. Na'buduka. In Arabic, there's a law. If you put, it's normally fa'il, a verb. Fa'il, the doer. And many times the doer is hidden in the verb, like na'budu. In na'budu, it's there. We worship. Then you bring maf'ul. So normally you will say na'buduka nasta'inuka, we worship you. But when you put the you at the beginning, that's why it needed, you couldn't say ka na'budu. We needed that iya now to make it stand. Question is, why do you bring what's supposed to come at the ending first? Translation, we worship you. Now we wanted the translation, only you do we worship. How you say, you, we worship, meaning only you. So by bringing that ka at the beginning, it's giving that meaning of only. Had we just said, we worship you, it'll be na'buduka. By putting that iyaka, it means only. When you will read Surah Fatiha now, you will notice this iya actually got that tashdeed. But in Surah Fatiha, we will actually say this iyaka in the meaning of only. That's called ikhlas. Sincerity. Every time you will say it in your salah, only, 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 it is called you are most sincere. Because only, remember that last verse we read, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, who's desirous of meeting with his Allah, let him do good actions, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And he said, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. No partners. One partnership is in what we call show. Yura'un. This iyaka will create ikhlas, sincerity. And the second iyaka nasta'in will create tawheed. Tawheed, only you do we ask for help. When we look for help, it is wealth, like how that boy said, medicine, you can't give me cure. So he started saying it. We say it every day, but we never thought of saying it. So two promises we're making, but actually two things we're creating. It is a promise to Allah, only you I worship, but it's actually a statement to my heart that I have to be sincere to Allah and my eye has to only be focused on Allah. So only you, his translation is you alone we worship. You alone we ask for help. Close it. Let's try it one time. Read after me, you will translate, I will read the Arabic. Alhamdu lillahi, then read Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawmiddini, recompense. Iyaka, only you. Iyaka, only you. Na'budu, wa, Iyaka, Nasta'in. So Nasta'in comes from the word own. Own means help. Nas means we seek help. And Na means we. That seen comes to show seek. So own is the word help. When you put that seen with it, it has the meaning to seek. That noon means we. Asta'in, I seek help. Nasta'in, we seek help. When you will read the surah, by Iyaka na'budu, you every day will create a new level of sincerity. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, every day you'll create a new level of what is called tawheed. That it's only you I ask help. Only you I ask help. Only you I ask help. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.